In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, man, a day early for our visit up to Flowery Branch. We just spoke to Raheem Morris at the start of the show. You can rewind on the Odyssey app. We are going to replay it later in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Johnson from the morning shift with our favorite folks. Obviously, you got your co-host, by the way. How are they doing without you?
What do you mean? Squidbilly and Allie Mack.
How do they do without
you? I'm sure they're rolling without me. They got G-Money, Garrett Chapman in that's been running Dylan's.
Do you care what happens on the show when you're not there?
Dylan and Carl maybe somewhere just hanging out, you know, without all of us. They just maybe the joke's on us.
You know, in the old days, I'd be like, what's going on? You know, because we always joke around about Squidbill. We always say, listening, watching, judging.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
But he's not
for
on sure. the air. I found a way to decompress when I'm not on the air.
Here's what's crazy about those two. They both intake more sports radio than anybody I know. I mean, right. Both of them are always listening. There's no doubt about it. So, of course I care what's going on the show without me. But, look, I'll catch back up with them later this week. We'll see what happens.
Right on. Speaking of Allie, Saturday noon to 2, you can join Allie Mack at Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, or in this case, Thursday's big game. We'll be talking about the game. 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other great prizes for your tailgate. Another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, guys, Saturday noon to 2, Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta with Allie Mack from the morning shift with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get to 4th and 1, we talked a little bit about what happened last night in Monday Night Football. We were just talking here inside the Ticketmaster Studios about the latest NBA rumors. Last week, about 10 days ago, it was about Giannis on the move, and now it's Anthony Davis, and apparently there's a bunch of teams in the mix. And we were just figuring out how easy it may be to get Anthony Davis if you get it on the Hawks' terms. But are you interested in Anthony Davis to put you over the top? I would imagine you're getting Porzingis' expiring contract off the books, but Gordon G. Money, who's engineering the broadcast today, just reminded us that Anthony Davis' contract rolls through 2028, at which point he will be owed $62 million.
Yeah, I think the conversation in this room has been insane. It's like, how much do you really want Anthony Davis? It feels like we already have that guy in Chris Stapps Porzingis. Right? He's kind of kicking it around, and right. He's a lot cheaper, and his contract's a lot shorter. So, I know there's a lot of things to look at with him, but I feel great about the future of the Hawks. I don't want them to do anything to put that in jeopardy. You know, for any of the long-term guys, I don't want to hear anything about Reza Shea or Jalen Johnson or Dyson Daniels or any of those guys. So hopefully that's not a road they're willing to go down right now.
I know that we feel, and there's been stories that started about a month ago. I think it was actually Forbes. Forbes has a sports section. Who knew? Saying that we were going to move Porzingis because of the attractiveness of the expiring contract. One thing for certain, whatever happens, any potential moves, nobody's getting my Pelicans pick. Nobody's getting my.
No,
that's,
I agree.
That's going to be huge for this team.
Especially if you got to figure out what's going on with Trey towards the end of the season. I feel like that's the one thing that you looked at this season. You go, okay, we need to figure out what's going on with Trey Young. And then all of a sudden, Trey Young, you know, is hurt and has been a part of this team. They've been, 12-8 without Trey Young in the lineup. And I think you have to just keep that first rounder in line for next year just to see what happens with Trey. Maybe you need to go draft a point guard.
And the thing about, like, Trey, and I get this argument all the time with folks, we're better off without Trey. See, then you get into a game, like if you didn't see the Nuggets the other night, in the fourth quarter, they go 5.5 minutes without scoring. And that's why I always say Trey will always facilitate. If nothing else, Trey will get to the line. You're never going to go 5 minutes, you know, without scoring if Trey's on the floor in half court. And that's something that, you know, I mean, I get it. It's like Trey's it's a lightning rod. You love him, you hate him. But I just can't wait either way to see him with what we've built in this offseason. I still haven't seen that yet.
Well, and I think that's a great point because I think when you look at, and I don't remember what game it was. It was, you know, a couple of weeks ago. They had a game where Jalen Johnson shot 8 free throws. The rest of the team shot like 2. and you're sitting there going, boy, you really could use that guy to kind of to kind of get things done right there in the lane. But it's a tough pill to swallow, honestly.
Yeah, and just kind of looking at some of the reports on it, there is one trade would be the only trade that I would agree with, as we were talking about offline, and this one is CBS Sports. They're saying, like, how could the Hawks make it happen? It would look like you'd have to, you know, go Davis for Kristaps Porzingis and maybe throw in, which I don't like this because of how well he's been playing, to kill Alexander Walker. So.
No, I don't like that at all either. That's tough, man. And like I said, I think that, yeah, if you can bring in AD, sure. But, you know, to y'all's point, you played 10 games this year. It's kind of – you feel like you're getting the same thing, right?
Right.
Like a big man, big, you know, stretch guy that can, you know, stretch out the floor and get it done. So we'll see.
Hey, man, Dave Arch is going to join us at 3:20, talk about the Falcons. I mean, what went wrong? A lot of stuff went wrong in that second half. Such high hopes in the first half. I was in the suite, by the way. You ever been up in the suite?
No, dude. You live a different life than
No,
Mike. I don't know why you're talking.
I said
I'm
this,
a scrub.
See, I'm a man of the people. I never get in the suite. They don't want me talking to clients. So they finally got me in the suite. I guess because everybody else was out. Yeah. Carl was out of town. I guess Tigger couldn't make it because he's down there in the corner. Put Mike in
even
the suite.
Even Dylan's right. On top. So one level over
you. We had a great rapport. My wife's like talking. You know, my husband's got great ratings. So please pick your bring it back. My agents. But we were just going to town, man. Just pigging out the food. Tell Slim to lay off the Henny, by the way. I got to restock that. But we were having a great time. And I'm like, you know, this is one of these one-possession games where it's winnable. I know we said this last hour, like so many games this year.
Yeah.
Your record says you are what you are, but in the NFL it's 5 or 6 plays. There's about a dozen plays this season which would put us, flip it, where we'd be in first place right now.
There's no doubt about it. You look at the field goal kicker situation. We're on field goal kicker number 3. I didn't think that actually getting one blocked was going to be a part of the equation at any point this year, but you do that as well. And there's so many. I mean, you talk about just make a catch last week. You make one of those catches on that last drive. David Sills, Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts, those three, you know, balls that you threw out there. Make a contested catch. Then all of a sudden maybe you're getting a field goal range. Maybe you can flip that one. Right. You know, the missed extra point. I mean, that one, that just seems unfathomable when you talk about the missed extra point against New England.
Yeah,
so
I mean, you talked
there's a bunch of those.
And I said this just before we get to 4th and 1. There's things that you can blame the coaching staff on. Sometimes you got to kick it upstairs to the general manager's office. You knew you had a medical term, a pre-existing condition. Talk to your general manager. See if Koo is right for you. And he wasn't. And they had to fix it, and they didn't. And with all due respect to Lenny Krieg, it's a nice guy, great story. It's more of a public relations move. We never really had competition. I would love to have seen them. I don't know. I don't know anything about who the elite kickers are in college, but maybe bring somebody in who did a good job in college to really compete against Koo this offseason, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We saw, Will Reichard with the Vikings earlier this year. I mean, he's had a great career. He's one of the all-time leading scorers in college football. He's been pretty good for Minnesota. So I'm with you. I mean, it's just one of the things you didn't address, and you just said, hey, everything's okay. It's kind of like the defensive line, the interior defensive line. We talked about the run game on the podcast, doing the podcast earlier. It's like, you know what? Hey, we can't stop the run. Well, shocker, we lost Grady Jarrett and Eddie Goldman, and we didn't do anything to replace those guys. Now it's like, hey, let's go sign Elijah Garcia and all these other people from around the league and see if we can piece it back together. It's just not how it works.
Elijah Garcia, wasn't he a percussionist with Santana? I'm sorry. What? Day-day. Hey, man, 4th and 1 time is brought to you by our buddies at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We spoke last hour about that Eagles 22-19 defeat by the Chargers in OT. And, man, Jalen Hurts, what are you going to go to his house and throw eggs at his house now, Eagles fans? Because Kevin Petullo is getting the hot seat. I heard Aikman last night saying, look, it's been a soap opera every year he's been there. But Sirianni has gone to a Super Bowl 2 and won 1. And Aikman would say, look, you know, any other resume, you'd say this guy's a guy that somebody would hire in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But maybe it's time for a change in Philly. I don't know what to make of it.
Well, I don't know about what to make of the Petullo thing, but you do look at their offense, and they had such elite offensive line play a year ago. I mean, Saquon's doing his thing. Jalen's really, burping the baby back there. Lane Johnson's playing right tackle. Mekhi Becton, I believe, was a right guard. I can't remember the center's name now, but he steps in after Jason Kelce retires. He's perfect. So I think that fell off. I think he was under duress all night last night. You're not getting that level of offensive line play, and therefore he can't push the ball down the field, and he can't feel comfortable. And I think that Jalen Hurts needs a lot of help around him. I don't think he's a quarterback that's just going to take over the game like a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson at times or a Pat Mahomes.
Right.
So I think that's what you're seeing in real time, and maybe there is an issue with Petullo, and he has to find some more creative ways to make Jalen Hurts good.
Cam Jurgens?
That's right. Yep, Cam
Jurgens. They nailed him on a ticky-tack holding call. call last night too, which kind of didn't help them. If you didn't see it, it was really jive. It is Mike Johnson, who knows something about offensive line. We got Bergeron is our player guest today.
Can't wait, man.
He's always entertaining. If nothing else, guys, we'll talk Formula One with him because he's a big racing.
I know Lindstrom is too. Yeah, all those guys.
Hey, man, they were down at the Miami Grand Prix. We're just basically missing each other down here a couple years back. The other story, and it's hysterical, but it's where else do you go? I guess Anthony Richardson, who literally nailed himself in the eyeball with an exercise band, ba-choom, and has kept him out. I would imagine the orbital bone, it takes, you know, if you ever had that hit. I've had that with rugby. It takes a few months. But they don't even want Anthony Richardson anywhere near the field. They're bringing back Phillip Rivers. He apparently passed the physical, and he's signing a contract. You've got a grandfather playing football in the NFL.
Doesn't this remind you, guys, of like, you heard the stories from the NHL where, like, the goalie coach is, like, they sign him as the third-string goalie coach.
Yes.
It's like, let's just bring in the third-string goalie coach. At least he'll know which direction to turn after he gets the snap and can hand it off in the right direction. I don't know what to think about it. I know I was watching CBS HQ today. Kyle Long was on there. He does a good job. And they're like, he's like, I've been asking Matt Ryan every month, hey, man, you ready? You ready to get back up? He's like, hell no. I don't want anything to do with that. Becky, I like my cush job at this desk.
My wife's like, he's so thin. I go, well, everybody, even the quarterbacks, Brian was never out of shape, but now he looks even leaner.
Oh, he's always been. Yeah, he's always
TV,
been a leaner.
Right. No. How much LBs did you drop when you got out?
Not as many as I wish I did, to be honest with you. The spare tire's still hanging around. No, I'm probably 30 down from where I was at my height.
Nice.
All in the shoulders, you know what I mean? Just went straight from the traps down to the hips, Mike.
Yeah, it's like my dad used to joke around. He had a tattoo in Vietnam of an eagle. My old man's like, an eagle on your chest at 19 becomes a turkey on your belly when you're 48.
Look, man, it is what it is. I know, you know, Day-Day's got a nutritionist in the family. His wife's always watching all his stuff, but he knows as well as I do, and G's the same way. You get kids. My kids are 3 and 5. Dude, I'm just a vacuum after they get done eating. You know, I'm like, hey, you done with that peanut butter and jelly, kid? Give me that thing. You know what I mean? Throw that thing down the hatch. It's a weakness for me.
Yeah, I got a little off the program this week. Becky got on a program. It's called Optavia. It's, guys always ask, because the worst thing now, if you do lose weight, whether you're like a slob like me or somebody who's like a celebrity, he's on Ozempic. I'm not paying for that.
Yeah. You know, but the Ozempic neck.
No, man. Exactly. You look like a human bobblehead.
Yeah. I don't judge anybody at all.
I cut sugar, but man, when we were at the suite the other night, yesterday, those giant cookies, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's so good.
No, I'm not.
There's nothing like you cannot. I mean, everybody knows. No blank Sherlock.
Yeah.
It's like Dan Reeves used to joke around with Coach Reeves after he had a heart attack. It's like fried food just tastes better than regular.
There is no doubt about it. I'm that guy that I can go to the grocery store and I'll walk through there. Mike, I won't purchase a carb. I'm like, man, you know what? Sticking to it strict. And then something else happens, and if it is sitting in front of me, it is going down the hatch.
Hey, man, Falcons taking on the Bucks, man. Should have, we could have. We'll never know. Never got to overtime because of that kicking situation we spoke about. Last year, the two wins against Tampa were two of the most exciting, fun games for Falcon fans like me. Can we catch some magic with Cousins? He beat him in Tampa last year. We'll talk to Dave Archer about how do we get back on track next, right here on Dukes and Bell.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Studios. It was funny during the commercial break. Mike Johnson was just saying how it's different when you work with Steak or you work with me or Carl. How we kind of, you know, it's like a machine gun.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like a rapid fire buy or sell segment sometimes. You know what I mean?
Carl and I were at the Super Bowl. No, we were at a fight. It was a Vegas fight. It was a Canelo fight, and there was this radio station, Spanish language radio station from Los Angeles, and these guys were like, "Man, I thought they like literally said their words. We thought we talk fast. You guys are crazy." Because it's like, brrr,
yep, you know, just that's 100%. 100%.
Hey, man, Dave Archer ready to go? He's going to get us in just a sec. We got Matthew Bergeron is the player guest. It started off a little different. Today we started right at 2 o'clock with Raheem Morris. Talked about special teams, you know, talked about the third down situation, you know, talked about, you know, tried to be as forthcoming as we could get coach to be, you know, about where this is at. But it is just frustrating because, look, he knows it. We asked him last week about those conversations with Arthur Blank. You know, what do you say? I mean, how he's not going to throw his team under the bus. He's got to take ownership of it, as he kind of explained.
I would be one to know, and probably could have asked him this, but like you said, he doesn't know what to say in that point. But I'd love to know, do you think Arthur's like, hey, can you pull up the film? You know what I mean? Like, do you think Arthur's like, hey, can you pull up, you know, you guys said that we had an issue on this route or this bench route or this guy dropped the ball. Can you pull that up and show me and tell me exactly what you've been trying to ask this guy to do? Because, you know, those conversations are had and you can explain it to him all you want. But Arthur's involved as an owner. He's watching the game. He's doing all the different things. And I think to an extent, you have to, after 30 years, he has to understand football just a little bit. So I'd be curious to know, you know, kind of how that goes and how involved some of the film aspect of it is. But, you know, I think it's got to be – there's no doubt it has to be a tough conversation. I mean, a lot of pressure in that room.
And I get it. We've said this. Is Arch ready, Orin, or is he still dialing him up? Orin? Okay, yep. We're going to get Arch in just a second. One of the things I've you know, wondered, because, as you said, he comes as an owner early on, you know, 2001 into 2002 from the Smith family, and there's a learning curve for owners, you know. Would Arthur push a quarterback that's broken his knee in a wheelchair the second? Probably not. Would he say Julio's a Falcon for life? Probably not. You know? Would it be said, ooh, I like that stadium with the retractable roof. Let's do the one with the camera lens. Actually, you know, $250 million. Yeah. Probably maybe walk that back. So there is you know, a learning curve for owners. I just wonder, you know, and everybody is an NFL owner. It's amazing how you can be so successful in a certain, you know, field. You know, I remember Wayne Huizenga, you know, with the Dolphins, and we had a chance to meet him at Wembley when the Dolphins played the Giants. Reed Bergman, the agent, snuck me into the party, and Huizenga's like, he goes, I mean, the first to tell you, I don't know nothing about football. I played in high school, but I don't.
I was going to say, Wayne Huizenga is the famed Dolphins owner that Nick Saban told he wasn't going to be the head coach at Alabama.
Right.
I mean, that's it goes back, and he owned the Marlins too, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yep. And he would kind of, you know, from time to time. You know, he would fire sale things, and with the Marlins, he would tend to work out.
I was going
to
say,
because they'd reset,
they'd come back
and win the World Series. Anyway, we had. I was like, why can't we find Arch? Because he's in another part of the building. That's why we can't find the man. We had to go looking for him because he's here at Flowery Branch. Normally on a Wednesday, it's a Tuesday, and we're talking with Dave Archer about. First off, we'll start with last week. We covered it with the coach. Who folks will hear that interview next hour. You were in the mix. It was a one possession game, and it's almost like all the energy just went out of the bag in the second half.
Yeah, I think Mike. Sorry for being late, guys. I was in a different part of the building, so I apologize for that. This is the nerve center down here with you guys. There's a piece of it that, as a player, and I know Mike can speak to this. As much as we don't want to admit it, when things go sideways or you get a turnover, we had two plus territory opportunities the first part of the game. Got the punt return by Agnew to 39, plus 39. Now, plus meaning on the side of the opposing side of the field. And then we had the interception, it was plus 30. You only got one field goal out of that.
Right.
And so to a defensive player, even though you're trying to keep your head down and I'm doing my job this way, that's a punch in the gut. You know, it saps you a little bit energy-wise. You go in at halftime, hard-fought game. Man, we should be at probably 10-3, maybe 17-3, right? We're not, but we're in the mix. Come out, special teams let you down. Guy goes for a touchdown. You talk about energy vampire now. You're trying to maintain, you know, revolutions and trying to – And we're all human. It's a 60-minute game. There's human beings playing the game. And as much as you try to keep that stiff upper lip and stuff, it saps you from an energy standpoint. Then then you got your guy Bijan, who you completely depend on for everything. He lays the ball on the ground. And so it just it that's how it kind of spirals out of control. And I know the fan, it's hard for the fan to really swallow that, but it happens.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened in the game.
Well, and I think to your point, and we've talked about this before, you can't get behind the eight ball on offense because we play the station-to-station brand of football right now. I mean, this is what it is.
There's no explosives.
We're no explosives. We're not, you know, breaking tackles for the most part. Bijan's that guy. Algier can be that guy in the run game, but in the pass game, you don't have that guy. But I completely agree with your sentiment. Now, you did a nice job talking to Mike Hughes after the game, and you kind of asked him that.
You didn't like my Kyle Pitts interview?
That's another conversation for another day there.
Sorry. Didn't mean to throw you under the bus there.
Thank you for
bringing
that up.
Kyle is very limited in the information he's going to give you. I'll say that.
Few words in the post-game interview, Kyle Pitts. No, I think Mike did a good job. Mike Hughes did a good job of trying to explain kind of where he's coming from, and you brought it up. It's like, hey, you get a pick. And he said, it's first pick I've gotten in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Felt really good. You know, Bo Morgan and I talked about this Monday morning with you. It's like, when did you know that there was that things could turn south? And when you get two short fields and you turn them into 3 points – I'm not feeling good about the rest of the game from that point on because odds are you're not going to have that opportunity against the Seahawks very often. But, I mean, it just it stinks. You have to turn those into points. And I always say that I think the defense came out, and I mentioned this, Raheem, they played at like 110% level through the first half.
Right.
But then it goes down to 100% in the second half where you're going, I'm doing my job, I'm in the right spot, but somebody else might not be making the play. And you just don't play with that extra edge sometimes when you feel like it's not getting you anywhere.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Mike. And I don't think that guys consciously say, oh, I'm going to go down. I know, Mike, you felt like late in the game it felt like there was a little bit of a letdown, maybe even a little bit of a – I don't think there's ever a give up, but it looks like that.
Yeah.
You know, you can interpret it that way. You know, A.J. comes across the field. A.J.'s shoulder's bothering him. He's got an ankle. He twisted that ankle early on. You get Smith and Jigba catches that ball across the middle, and he kind of dives in and tries to punch the ball out, but doesn't make the tackle. And you think, wow, what was that?
Yep,
you know,
that
looked like what you're talking about, Mike, and can be interpreted that way. And so, but the energy thing, I think, is a real thing. As much as you don't want to admit it, there's a human piece to it. You need – that's where they talk about complementary football, right? I need you to do something for me so I can feel good about what I'm doing.
Right.
And you're just not getting that.
It's like that scene, one of my favorite scenes in The Departed. And it was a great great line. He goes, who am I? I'm the guy who does my job. You must be the other guy.
I thought you were going to say, they buried the body in the mosh.
that's
what I feel like this happened to us.
That's also a great scene. But when Wahlberg tells the tech guy, he's like, please, when Alec Baldwin goes, please tell me there's a camera in the back, please.
That's so good.
And he just swings on the guy. It's just absolute gold.
That's a good analogy. It's a great analogy.
And that's where it's at. And another guy, you know, because Cousins seems to have better chemistry with Darnell Mooney than Penix Jr. did, and we know that Darnell's been dealing with injuries. And as I said to Coach earlier, a microcosm of where we're at, he steps out of bounds. As soon as I saw the ref toss his cap, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And that's where we talk, and you get on me, and I agree. Zach designs a play. It's executed, but it comes back because you didn't do it right.
Yeah, And in all honesty, in my opinion, and I know I can get in trouble for this because I guess I'm connected to the team, but it's called wrong. It's the wrong – he was forced out of bounds there. So he's allowed to – if you're forced out, just to give an interpretation.
You gotta reestablish, right?
And that was the language he used. He didn't reestablish himself in bounds, which was the wrong language. He should have said he went out of bounds on his own. He can't be the first guy to touch the football. That's the rule. Well, if you look at it, he gets jammed by the right hand. Now, whether it was a slight jam or whatever, he does get pushed, and the left foot touches on the boundary. So that's neither here nor there.
It's not reviewable either.
No, it's not reviewable. That's exactly right, Mike. Yeah. So they couldn't look at it. So.
I don't want to get too far in the minutia, but it kind of comes to this point. Y'all are talking about Zach Robinson making the right call. It's one of the things I want to talk to Matthew Bergeron here in just a second. The screen game. And I know that you can kind of bring me in on this because I've never played the quarterback position. Neither has Mike Bell. It seemed like 3 or 4 times during the game we're getting screens knocked down at the line of scrimmage. And it's frustrating because I have been screaming from the mountaintops, a lineman's best friend, it can be the screen game. Slows down everything, right? Slows down the pass rush. But when you get it knocked down at the line of scrimmage, it just deflates everything. And I'm curious, what as a quarterback do you have to do to try to make sure that doesn't happen?
Yeah, I mean, you're dead on, Mike. Why is that not being executed? What's tipping off the defender to stop coming
Correct.
In and elevate the bat the ball? Because Mike will tell you, defensive linemen, as soon as they smell screen, are supposed to retrace their steps or elevate to get in the throwing lane. So what am I not – I've got to go back as a quarterback and look, okay, am I not showing drop back hard enough? You know, am I showing drop back with what I'm showing? And then a three-count screen, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 line releases out. So I've got to simulate as a passer. I drop back to look, to throw, and I'm looking, look. Now I start to lose ground to create a throwing lane to get it to the back.
Right.
Am I not meshing up with the offensive line? Is the offensive line releasing before I'm doing, or am I not timing up on my end? So there's little intricacies to it.
It's been that way all year too, and we had.
Is that about the predictability? What guys are seeing on tape? Some analysts have said.
I think maybe it could be, but
well,
I think
those are tells.
There's tells, and I think that when you look at the situation, but it goes back to, was it 3 or 4 weeks ago when we had linemen downfield, two linemen downfield on one of the screens? Remember that big play?
Well,
down
again,
the red zone?
Timing incorrect,
right? And
right?
It's like, what are we missing here? You also had the screen to Algier. I brought up to Ra earlier. David Sills gets the holding call, and it was ticky tack. Yeah,
it was.
I'm like, man, how can we not get this? The screen game with a quarterback like Kirk Cousins has got to fire on all cylinders. It's one of the things I feel like we're missing most from this offense.
I think you're right, and you go back and look at the plays you've scored on. You scored against San Francisco on a quick screen.
Yes, you did.
You get Sills in the end zone against the Jets on a quick screen. So it's been good if you go to that one count screen, but anything we've done that's supposed to simulate drop back has not been good.
And I know we're not going to see him for a while, but was there enough of that in Penix's game and how it was being drawn up?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. I don't remember. I'm trying to think back on the screen. I don't remember. In fact, you kept hitting me up, where the hell's the screen game? Where's the hell's the screen game?
Yeah, I think still yelling that about the draw game.
I just thought in Berlin, quick hits, just the way they were coming after him. I don't know. I mean,
if you've got defenders playing, that's one of the bigger gripes I have. I don't know if you listen to the broadcast. Hope you guys listen from time to time. But I don't like when defenders play at depth and we're going to bring pressure. Because I know as a quarterback, I can get the ball out. So what takes away my ability to thwart the pressure, you take that away by coming up and hugging against the receivers. I say it, hug on the broadcast, playing tighter, playing the old bump and run, if you will. If you take that away, I can't throw the slant right now. I've got to throw a fade, and the fade is a low percentage throw. So that's what defenders want to force you into, but When you bring pressure and I've got a quick out and I just pop the quick out there, or I run and throw a slant, that pisses me off.
I'm so curious, and I don't know enough about the communication between Kirk and the wide receivers, but there was a situation where a bunch of guys walked up. I think we slid the offensive line, Jake, and everybody else slides right. Some of those guys bail. Kirk gets hit under the chin, and he throws the ball at Darnell Mooney's feet. He is just irate. He's beside himself looking at – I don't know if he's the defender or the referee. He's mad he got hit. Darnell didn't look for the ball, whatever it was, but there was just some kind of small detail that was missing in the communication between those guys.
Teams have done a pretty good job of trying to heat us up with more than we can block off one side. Now, it's not more than we can block because we have enough guys, but our guys are being head faked over here as they hug up, A gap or B gap hugs, as Michael talked about, and then they'll fall out. So I've immediately got to swivel my head to find the free rusher, and the guy that bails you out is the running back. Well, the running back's got to take the right guy, and I've noticed a number of times in our protection schemes, he'll block a down lineman. I don't need you blocking a down lineman. I've accounted for those guys in protection. I need you to get that second-level guy that stepped into the first line. And so this is another piece of the disconnect that probably gets thrown, and maybe rightly so, at the design, but it also has to be thrown at the feet of the receiver. But to your point, Mike, if you've got quick, easy throws, take them. And I think that's the one thing that Kirk – since he's been in the lineup, the ball's coming out. If you know, and he's maybe even gotten off some intermediate throws that he could have made to get the ball out. Because nothing hurts an offensive lineman more than to block his ass off for 3 or 4 seconds and see his quarterback laying on the ground behind him.
Right.
So you've got to give them some energy.
It's 92.9 The Game. Art just mentioned Thursday Night Football. Believe me, you want to hit the mute on Amazon and you link up with 92.9 The Game. It's simple. I do it all the time. That's why I was hearing you calling the Jets games. Like, come on, Pitts, make that block on a run play. Speaking of Pitts.
Don't even get me started.
I'll get to Pitts in a second. We'll table that Pitts conversation for a second. When Penix comes back, whoever's coaching him, if Zach's here or not,
yeah.
is that something where you've got the sense of urgency or trust yourself to release the ball? Because or is he just does he not have the – when he got a little sideways, when we saw some good, bad, ugly from Michael.
The thing he needs to do, Mike, in my opinion, one of the first things he needs to do is to tell the guy that's calling the plays what he likes. What this is what I want to do. This is what I like to do. I know there's some misconception that, okay, he only likes to be in the pistol. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think it's something he's comfortable with. It's something he ran in college. But he needs to be more demonstrative about, okay, I don't want to do that. Here are the plays I like in the red zone. And I even in my second year, I was encouraged by Dan Henning, who was the head coach here. Tell me what you like in the red zone. What do you like in 2 minutes?
Right.
What do you like on first down that we're doing?
That's what Tom Moore says in his book. Tom Moore says you got to play to your guys' strengths and listen to them.
What don't you like? Yeah. You know, let's get rid of this. I remember there was a play against the Rams. I didn't like this free release of the back and the way the Rams played it. I didn't want it in the game plan, but Henning kept it in the game plan. I threw a pick six on it.
There you go. That's when you underhanded the ball and go, see what happens? See what happens?
Here, you throw it.
You throw it.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you one more thing before we let you go. You and I talked, this is probably over a month ago, and I was concerned at the time that Drake London gets like 16 targets in the game. I'm like, man, I don't know if we can survive with Drake London getting 16 targets.
Right.
And now in hindsight, I'm looking at it going, it's probably a good idea. You know, it's probably a good idea.
Kind of Jamar Chase-like numbers.
When he does get inserted back in the lineup, do you think it's going to be almost difficult for Kirk to not look at any matchup Drake London has and go, yep, that's going to be the matchup I'm going
with. I don't know how it's going to be, and I'm sure that Zach will do this, and he's got to be careful about doing this, is making sure that he's the focal point of every throw as well. But, I don't know how you don't – your eyes are going to go as a quarterback just from personal experience. If I know a guy's going to catch the ball, and I know that, you know, if I can put it in harm's way and he's not going to let it get picked off, I'm throwing him the ball.
100%.
You know?
All right, so we can't do a conversation without talking about Kyle Pitts. We know that he's had better vibes, yeah, I guess, with Kirk Cousins the last few weeks, but just one touchdown on the season. For a guy, this is a contract year, whether it's with us or with somebody else, more likely the latter. But, I mean, why isn't he a bigger factor in the red zone?
Yeah, it's a outstanding question. You've got a guy that's 6'6", that's got a 7-foot wingspan. It almost goes to – Mike, you and I had this same discussion. Why is Julio Jones not catching more touchdowns?
Right.
You know, there was nobody that could take the ball away from guys more than that. I think sometimes you overthink it. Mm. Hey, let's line him up on this side. You've got a 5'9 corner or you got a 5'11 corner. You know what? But are you going to compete for it? Hey, Kyle, you going to go get it?
I can't.
Because you know Drake's going to go get it.
I can't help but think of the Commanders game last year where it was Penix's first ever interception. You throw it to Kyle in the red zone. It pops up in the air, and the ball starts going back the other way. It's kind of a microcosm of the way he's played.
Well, Mike was talking yesterday about beach volleyball and stuff like that. That was.
I thought maybe if he doesn't get traction in free agency, the AVP.
Be elite.
It was Karch Karai.
It was a perfect set. It was a perfect set for the Midas Spike It.
Hey, man, thanks for coming in, brother.
Hey, man, appreciate you, man. I know you guys are fighting a good fight. Hang in there.
I know. Hey, by the way, old school. We'll have the red lids, creamsicle uniforms. Throwback to 76 in Tampa Bay this weekend.
Yeah, and then if Michael let me tune in on Friday, and we'll evaluate that whole deal. Mike and I will work Friday afternoon together down at the station. So I'm still waiting for an okay on that. Mike hasn't given me my parking pass yet, or he hasn't allowed me in the building yet. So I'm still waiting.
Too many mics in this whole equation. You know what I mean?
I'm still waiting for the Mike Bill approval.
Yes, I'm down with it. Hey, man, thanks for Arch swinging by. We'll come back. It's Day-Day's turn. Little Yeah Man, No Man, live from the branch, your home of the Falcons.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Maine, thanks for hanging out with Dukes and Bell, number one show in town. And we got the guy from the morning shift, another hot show. His name is Mike Johnson. He's with us. We borrowed him for today and tomorrow. And Day-Day is ready to rock and roll. The brains of the operation here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We ran a little late with Arch, but thanks for Arch for hanging out. We had to find him. He was getting some squats in the weight room.
Man.
But now we got Day-Day, and he's ready for some yeah, man, no, man. What
you
got?
Yeah, man. So here's what we got. First off, even though they – unless they're listening on the app, probably won't hear us today. But I do want to give a shout-out to the Jenkins Warriors girls flag football team. Got a chance to see them yesterday in the semifinals. Well,
and they covered the spread, too.
Stop it. We don't do that with high school kids. So, anyway, they picked up a 34-0 win in the quarterfinals.
I told you they covered.
And then a 27-7 win in the semifinals to reach the Georgia High School Association Division II state championship title game, their first appearance in program history. So I want to give them a shout out, show them some love. I told the coach I'd make sure I do that. So
right on.
We'll start with that. All right, guys. We've been talking about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and you know, just how bad it was for Jalen in particular last night. And it got me to thinking because he became the first player in NFL history to have two turnovers in one possession. Right?
And by the way, last night they were also doing – I'm sorry to cut you off, David.
Yeah.
They were also doing – the Monsters, Inc.
Monsters
game
Inc.
On ESPN, whatever it was, too. And they had to try to figure that one out with the Monsters, Inc. animation with, like, the little kid Eagles and Chargers along with Mike and Sully.
That play looked like a cartoon play. Right. Honestly, yes. It looked like a cartoon play.
But it got me to thinking, we've all played sports at some level. Obviously, Mike, you at the highest level. What were your most embarrassing or a most embarrassing sports moment? For me, I'll tell you straight off the rip. So, my senior year in high school, I was pretty much considered a pretty good dunker, right?
You were vertical. I had ups.
So we're playing one of our rival schools. I get a steal and breakaway. Perfect opportunity. Everybody at the school knows
I can dunk.
So the gym is on their
feet.
No. Ready for me to rise up, dunk. I slip, slide out of bounds.
Oh, no.
So it was like,
Can't come back from that.
Oh, my God. Couldn't come back from that.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I promise you, that night at home, because I was a big go to bed with music in my ears type person, I promise you, that night, every song had something to do with falling in it. It felt like. Every single
pretty poison. No, I've told this when Carl and I did this. We had this subject a few years ago talking about it. And one of my best friends who listens online occasionally up in Long Island, they still never let me forget this. Our best athlete was Pat Young. He was our quarterback. Coach Natowski, I never got my uniform dirty. I'm the long snapper. Grabs me by the face mask. All right, Mike, punt on two. What are we doing? Punt on two. Running the huddle. Punt on two. Patrick, punt on two. Hut snapped the ball on one. The entire line. Patrick run. Now, the good news is Patrick is able to run for his life and do like a rugby kick.
Oh, there you go.
And get it away. Yeah. And Satowski's like,
bicycle kick over your head.
Satowski, what the hell happened? I go,
punt on one.
I did it on one. And he's like, he's blowing Marlboro smoke in my face. Like, you idiot.
Unfortunately.
That, only other thing close to that was stealing second base the first time I ever dipped. And I swallowed a Skull Bandit and I puked on the umpire's feet.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, how about you?
Does practice count? because I got some from practice that are pretty rough. But in the game, I mean, none of them are like embarrassing. I gave up a we were playing LSU at home my junior year, maybe my senior year. We were number one team in the country at the time playing LSU at home. I gave up a safety and got whiffed. I mean, to the point where I got swim move and fell on my face.
Oh.
And I think they took the lead on the safety, if I'm not mistaken. And I was just looking around at 100,000 people in Bryant Denny going, yep, that one's on me.
So you're like an NBA foul. That. Like, put your hand up.
Right. We had another one in practice. I don't know if you guys remember. The whole thing was on Hard Knocks. We went down to practice the Texans for a few days. J.J. Watt was down there.
Oh, there, wow.
You know, J.J. Watt's like, he was like rehabbing, so he's kind of going with the twos. And I got lined up against a bunch. They call a draw play. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to show pass, and I'm going to shove and pass. Dude, I literally got basically choke slammed into Anton Smith in the middle of practice. He actually elevator forklifted me up and hit the running back with my back. Wow. That was an unfortunate one. That was Mike Tyson, our line coach. He's like, "Yeah, he got you. He got you on that one. I don't know what else to say to you, buddy. Yeah, you buckle up."
All right. So we know who the Heisman finalists are. But I wanted to ask you guys if you could take one of those guys out. And obviously, neither one of these guys, unfortunately, kind of on the end, the last couple of games kind of probably was what impacted them. But if you could insert one of them, Gunnar Stockton or Haynes King.
Haynes King. No, I'm sorry to cut you off. Haynes King. I know the throwing numbers aren't there, and you can't be there without that. I like Gunnar. I mean, look, Gunnar, I just think Gunnar's got more pieces around him. Haynes King doesn't have a Zach Branch, doesn't have, you know, any of the kind of skill positions, with all due respect to Tech's receivers. And Haynes, I mean, also, everybody knew in the building where it's going, it's going to be Haynes, and he still found a way to win all those
games. I don't know, man. Gunnar Stockton's been his best. And correct, remember the throw he made at the Tennessee game?
Tennessee.
I don't know. To me, that just screams.
And by the way, I would say Gunnar. My argument is just Haynes is doing more with less.
I love Haynes. There's no doubt about it. I think he is doing more with less. And I think he is a bigger part of that offense, which usually is what I look to for Heisman Trophy finalists. But I don't know. I look at Gunnar, and I'm like, he really rose up in the biggest occasions. Probably go with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. About maybe around the Ole Miss game, I was starting to looking at the Heisman, you know, the lines, and I was like, man, Gunner's, I don't know, maybe I should throw a little change on him because I think he can sneak this thing. But unfortunately, it just, you know, it is what it is. All right, last one because we only got a couple of minutes. Mike, we were talking about it on the pre-show, the whole Notre Dame. And look, at the end of the day, I think everybody agrees Notre Dame needs to figure out what's most important to them. The money you're getting by being independent from the TV contracts, or the ability to be seriously considered for national championships without being penalized for not being in a conference. With that being said, you talked about the fact that, hey, look, you're a Bama guy. Like, you, without a doubt, felt like, no, they shouldn't be there. And it got me to thinking, because I feel like the one team that has a legit gripe is BYU.
Yeah.
Only two losses, both to Texas Tech. Once in the regular season, once in the conference championship. If you were going to move anybody around, I know you mentioned like you just didn't feel like Notre Dame or Miami should be there. With that being said, if it wasn't those two, would you insert BYU over Alabama?
I don't know. The problem is not only did you lose twice, you lost twice lopsided. Like neither one of those games were close at all. And Texas Tech all year, to their credit, they're not one of those teams that's played with their food. Right. They have absolutely gone down to business when they've been given the opportunity. I think that team plays that way. I do think that you're right. If there's one team that has a gripe, you shouldn't be able to fall. But I think when you look at the rankings, because of the way it's structured and the two automatic qualifiers that were going to be back on the back end, BYU was never really in the bracket anyway. So they didn't necessarily fall out. They just kind of stayed out with a loss. And that's the tough pill to swallow. I didn't, and I said this on the pre-show, and I'll say it once again so everybody can hear it. I didn't necessarily want Bama to be in, but I didn't want Miami or Notre Dame to be rewarded for not playing on conference championship weekend either. And that was the tough part to swallow.
You know, and in Jerry World, I mean, is it Bachmeyer was a quarterback for BYU? It was horrible.
Yes,
it was horrible. Yeah, it's first game, son. I mean, I know you're in Jerry World. My thing is,
He's the freshman, we
got to give it to Tulane. The whole thing is the structure data. I'm on a rant.
Right.
You talk about Bama. I want to see Vanderbilt. You know, Notre Dame. Everybody's talking about Notre Dame. I want to see Vandy. I want to see Pavia in this playoff. You know, let's get some of that cooking. Let's have Vanderbilt go down to Miami. You know, and let's see that. That's where I don't need to see Tulane against Ole Miss again, and I certainly don't need to see JMU get whipped by 24 by Oregon.
Daddy, you know who really screwed this whole thing up? Let's just be real here. You know who really screwed the whole thing up? Ooh. Florida State.
Yeah.
Yes. We did.
If Florida State didn't stink so bad, we wouldn't be talking about Alabama the way we're talking about it.
We did.
Florida State falling
that's
off.
That's on
like,
your
come
resume,
on,
mister.
Man.
That's on your record.
Come on,
I got
man.
Your name. I got
right,
your number.
That's what's on my mind, guys, on a Tuesday.
Hey, man, we're going to talk to Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Is that Big Ten 4, Mr. Producer? Get his take on the path for the Dogs. Could be leading to a matchup with the Hairless Nuts. We'll get into that in the 4 o'clock hour, plus Guy Talk and head coach Raheem Morris, if you missed it in 2, on a busy show from the Branch.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.